Good morning. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges citizens not to buy gold for a year, reduce fuel consumption and conserve foreign exchange amid West Asia crisis. U.S. President Donald Trump rejects Iranian response to U.S. peace proposal as totally unacceptable. Saudi Arabia condemns Iranian attacks targeting neighboring Gulf nations. Two Indian nationals aboard hantavirus-hit cruise ship remain safe and asymptomatic. And in football, India to take on host China in crucial quarterfinal match in AFC Under-17 Women's Asian Cup in Suzhou today. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged citizens not to buy gold for a year, reduce fuel consumption and conserve foreign exchange amid the West Asia crisis. Addressing a function in Hyderabad, Mr. Modi called for revival of work from home practices. The remarks come against the backdrop of record high fuel prices in many nations. The Prime Minister's appeal comes at a time when global crude oil prices have surged due to escalating tensions in West Asia and disruptions around the Strait of Hormuz.
एक जमाना था जब संकट आता था तो लोग देश हित में सोना दान दे देते थे आज दान की जरूरत नहीं है लेकिन देश हित में हमको ये तय करना पड़ेगा कि साल भर तक घर में कोई भी फंक्शन हो कोई भी कार्यक्रम हो हम सोने के गहने नहीं खरीदेंगे सोना नहीं खरीदेंगे विदेशी मुद्रा बचाने के लिए हमारी देशभक्ति हमें चुनौती दे रही है और हमें इस चुनौती को स्वीकार करते हुए विदेशी मुद्रा को बचाना होगा.
U.S. President Donald Trump has described Iran's latest peace proposal as totally unacceptable, as efforts continue to secure a deal to end the months-long conflict in West Asia. Mr. Trump wrote on Truth Social that he has read Iran's response from what he called its so-called representatives and said that he does not like it, calling it totally unacceptable. More from our correspondent.
Iran earlier said it has sent its response to the latest United States proposal aimed at ending the conflict in West Asia. The response was conveyed through Pakistan, which has been acting as a mediator between Tehran and Washington. Iran's ISNA news agency said Tehran's response focuses on ending the conflict and ensuring maritime security in the Strait of Hormuz, a key global oil shipping route. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian said that dialogue with the West should not be viewed as surrender or retreat. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke with President Trump last night after Iran submitted its response to the latest U.S. ceasefire proposal. According to Israeli officials, the two leaders discussed ongoing negotiations and regional security concerns. Israeli Prime Minister said President Trump agreed on the need to remove Tehran's stockpile of highly enriched uranium, which remains a key issue in the negotiations. Referring to the military situation, President Trump described Iran as militarily defeated, claiming that the country's defensive and offensive capabilities have been systematically dismantled. He also said Washington is closely monitoring Iran's enriched uranium stockpiles and warned of immediate military action if the sites are threatened. He further claimed that Iran's military capabilities had been severely weakened. The ceasefire, which came into effect on the 8th of last month following the conflict triggered by U.S. and Israeli strikes on Iran in February, has largely held despite sporadic exchanges of fire. Ashish Abraham for World News.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump has warned that the U.S. will target Iran if they try to reach the country's highly enriched uranium, saying that the nuclear material is under constant surveillance by the U.S. military. In a televised interview, Mr. Trump appeared to play down the significance of the uranium, which is believed to be buried under the rubble of nuclear facilities remaining in Iran for now. Saudi Arabia has condemned the Iranian attacks which targeted the territories and territorial waters of UAE, Qatar and Kuwait, and reiterated its support to fellow Gulf countries in measures to protect their security. The statement issued by Saudi Arabia Ministry of Foreign Affairs expressed strongest condemnation of the attacks targeting the Gulf territories. Earlier, the UAE issued a strong condemnation following the drone incursions targeted at Kuwait yesterday. In an official communique, the UAE's foreign ministry described the incidents as a grave provocation. Iran's imprisoned Nobel Peace Prize winner Narges Mohammadi has been moved to a hospital in the capital in Tehran and has been granted a suspension of a sentence on bail. Mohammadi, aged 54, won the prize in 2023 while in prison for a campaign to advance women's rights and abolish the death penalty. She suffered a heart attack 2 weeks ago. She is now at Tehran Pars Hospital for treatment by her own medical team after being transferred by an ambulance. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. U.S. President Donald Trump will pay an official visit to China from the 13th to 15th of May at the invitation of Chinese President Xi Jinping. This will be the first visit to China by a U.S. president in almost 9 years. The visit comes in the midst of a prolonged U.S.-Israel-Iran war, crisis over the blockade of Strait of Hormuz causing global energy crisis, and increasing tensions between the two countries over a host of issues, including Taiwan. Russian envoy has said that Russia does not want a war with NATO or Germany. However, Russian ambassador to Germany, Sergei Nesheyev, warned that discussions on a joint nuclear shield in Europe could alter the continent's strategic balance. Speaking at a panel discussion in Berlin, Nesheyev said that any expansion of nuclear threats in Europe would force Russia to reconsider its nuclear doctrine. He warned that Moscow would not be able to guarantee restraint if faced with what he called military threats. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Russian troops in Ukraine are fighting an aggressive force backed by the entire NATO bloc. The Indian Embassy in Madrid, Spain, has said that two Indian nationals aboard a hantavirus-hit cruise ship are safe and asymptomatic. The Dutch-flagged vessel MV Honduras, carrying around 150 people, including two Indians, arrived in Spain yesterday and anchored off the Canary Islands following the outbreak. According to the embassy, passengers disembarked in line with protocols issued by the WHO and Spanish authorities. The Spanish National Center for Emergency Monitoring and Coordination said the two Indians who were working as crew members have been evacuated to the Netherlands, where they will undergo quarantine under health safety protocols. In football, India to play against host China in the crucial quarterfinal match at the AFC Under-17 Women's Asian Cup in Suzhou today. A win will seal India's qualification for the FIFA Under-17 Women's World Cup, marking the country's first ever qualification to a FIFA World Cup on merit in women's football. On the other hand, in men's football, India suffered a 3-0 defeat to Uzbekistan in the second Group D match of the AFC Under-17 Asian Cup in Jeddah yesterday. With this, India's hopes for qualifying for the FIFA Under-17 World Cup ended. India is set to host the prestigious 2026 Asian Weightlifting Championships in Gandhinagar, Gujarat from today, marking the country's first time hosting the event in 44 years. A report.
The grand sporting event beginning today will conclude on 17th of this month. Around 180 athletes from 28 countries will compete in one of Asia's biggest weightlifting events of the year, which also plays an important role in qualification for the upcoming Commonwealth Games and Asian Games. India, China and Sri Lanka will field the largest squads with 16 lifters each, while Chinese Taipei has 15 participants. India's campaign will be led by experienced lifters such as Bindya Rani Devi and Ajit Narayan, along with Nirupama Devi, Lovepreet Singh and Bedra Bharali. However, Olympic silver medalist Mirabai Chanu will miss the championship due to an injury. Competing on home soil, India will aim for a stronger performance after a disappointing outgoing in the previous edition in China. With Rupesh, this is Sanyukta Yadav from Sports Desk.
And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges citizens not to buy gold for a year, reduce fuel consumption, and conserve foreign exchange amid West Asia crisis. U.S. President Trump rejects Iranian response to U.S. peace proposal as totally unacceptable. Saudi Arabia condemns Iranian attacks targeting neighboring Gulf nations. Two Indian nationals aboard hantavirus hit cruise ship remain safe and asymptomatic. And in football, India to take on host China in crucial quarterfinal match in AFC Under-17 Women's Asian Cup in Suzhou today. That's all in World News. Stay tuned for our national.